Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm in a very pleasant mood, even though it's 100 and goddamn thousand degrees, if you will. It's hotter than the devil's dick out there, but you know what? I got AC and it's keeping me nice and cool. Unfortunately, it's fucking with my allergies and it's kind of bothering the shit out of me, so I'm gonna try to get through this without having any trouble of the or the chewing. By the way, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB, and this is The Last Drop, the JB show, the JB hour, if you will. Cody is on vacation, enjoying some time in the sun. So he's probably as black as the fucking pavement on the ground right about now, because I was not lying about the degrees outside. It is fucking baking. It's so damn baking, I went to go take the trash cans to the curb or whatever, and I think I melted my shoe to the fucking ground. That shoe's long gone now. Rest in peace, Jordans. Oh, man, but you know what? It is the month of August. It is the last month of the summer, if you will, at least here in California, and I want to continue my blue run, you know, even though I've only done one bottle so far this month. I've only done Reflection, and we had another release this year, if you will. This was supposed to be mix and match, but since Cody's on vacation, I thought I would break it off with a JB show, and what better way to do it, because I was going to do Blue Run, Golden Rye, batch number 2, new release, just came out, I believe, what, a month ago, 2 months ago? I could be completely wrong. It feels like 2 months ago, though. And then I went to myself and said, wait a minute, hold on. I need to go back on batch number 1, because I don't remember batch 1 tasting anywhere near the same as this. And I enjoyed batch one, but it is my, from the collection I have, it was my least favorite one. I would probably rank it in the 7.5 territory if I was going through 1 through 10, where I think the high rye and the cash strength rye, those are like bona fide last drops right there. So I'm doing a revisit here of batch number 1, and I'm gonna do a side by side comparison of batch number 2. Here on this lovely blue run. It is fucking hot, by the way. Did I mention that? Jesus Christ. That I'm looking outside my window right here, and the plant is literally fucking deteriorating. It's saying, get me the hell out of this goddamn sun right now. JB, why would you put that near me? Did I mention this is the last drop? This is the last drop. That's right. The JB show. So, if people don't know, I have serious allergy issues. When it comes to the weather changing like this, when it just goes from a nice, beautiful 76 to buttfuck nowhere, devil's dick hot, I just start to getting stuffed up and nose just full of snot and boogers or whatever the hell you want to call it. And I got to blow my nose like 20 times a day, take 2 allergy pills. That shit knocks me out and I feel better. But for some reason this morning, I woke up still fucking pretty soaked up, whatever. First off, I want to send a shout out to Neat LA for having some Thomas Handy on deck for $50 a pour. That shit was delicious. I forgot how good 2018 BTAC THH was. That shit left. I'm still thinking about that pour. I had that on Friday. So fucking good. I did a lot of good eating and drinking on Friday, actually. I went to Wally's. Had some great fucking champagne, 2 bottles. Had some grilled octopus. Fucking delicious. Had a great salmon to go with it too. What else? Oh, then I had a Wagyu burger right after I had a Firestone beer. That's all they had. And then I topped the night off with some great fucking whiskey. I mean, what a fucking treat to dinner and drinks to myself. It was beautiful. Shout out to my boy Yoon for hicking it up with the Wagyu burgers and stuff. That shit was fire. I enjoyed it. But let's go ahead and get into this. Saturday, I didn't do shit. It's fucking hot. I got a haircut, and I said, I'm taking my ass back home. I'm not even working out. Fuck that. Playing PS5. But then my allergies kicked in, and then I was just like, well, time to put this on. So let's go ahead and... Ooh. You know, I just love the black corks, too. I got to tell you, on these Blue Run bottles, they're fucking incredible. And as you can see, I have not touched this batch one since I've opened it. It is, like, damn near still full. I probably poured this thing twice. Whereas compared to batch two, which I was sipping on yesterday, I think I had about 3 glasses of that shit, too. Because I had, what was I eating yesterday? I ate something, and it fucking, like... You know how the top part of your tongue, it like cut me a little bit or whatever and shit. So, you know, a little bit of blood came out. So I was just like, you know, drink some whiskey then to fucking heal that right back up, whatever. And I started pouring this batch number two and it just kept going and going. But let's make a revisit to batch number one. So I'm looking at this gorgeous ass bottle. It's got the rusty beautiful butterfly on here. The Golden Rye batch one, batch fall. Bottle number 3,468 out of 5,369. Bottled fall 8/11/2021. This one, and then batch two is summer. Maybe that's why I like it more. Summer is better than fall, if you ask me. So, and this was bottled in my month, my birthday month, 6/21/2022. And, ooh, bottle number 948 out of 3,309. Now, when they released batch number two, they said this is it for the Golden Rye. They're completely out of the Golden Rye. So, I don't know how hard it is to find a batch number one. But if you find it, I would just say go ahead and get it. Batch number two still on sale. You should go ahead and get that. Both are running at the same price for $99. But although I got batch number one, I got this at court. And I paid... $109. So I paid $10 more. Not a bad price. But let's go ahead and get it. Pour this. Oh, come on. We can pour a little bit more than that. Come on. I'm thirsty. Come on. It's fucking hot as hell, dude. It's like you're traveling to the devil's anus or something like that. Oh, man. You know what? Funny. I was on Instagram just a minute ago and, you know how you get these fucking recommendations, which I hate those goddamn recommendations, by the way. And I guess they know I follow a lot of the Lakers shit and stuff like that. And I see Russell Westbrook making this dunk over Rudy Gobert. And, like, they slowed the video down to show you. And then you just see the comment was bask in his greatness. And I just went like, this motherfucker. This must be Russell Westbrook's burner page or something like that. So then I just checked the comments or whatever. All the fucking comments. And they want to trade this man. Look at the great this man. That dude sucks, okay? I don't want to see no one fucking dunk that he made on Rudy Gobert, which he does at least about twice a season when they play each other. Like, I'm going to tell you how many turnovers he had in that fucking game, too, because I remember that game when he made that dunk. He had 7 of them. 7. It's a fucking lot. It's a fucking... Now, I don't remember the score, but help me out. Who won that fucking game? That might have been one of the ones that we actually won, so either way, it doesn't really matter. Okay. My nose is not at its fullest right now, but it's pretty clear, as I must say, as good as it can be. First of all, that color, it's got like a... light amber, actually more of copper color. Yeah, I would say that's more copper. And I should not be spinning my glass over my laptop like this. Definitely shouldn't be doing that because I've had at least about 2 accidents. And one of my MacBook Pros has died. Well, technically that wasn't my fault. That was fucking Wild Turkey's fault for having that shitty ass cork that just broke off on the bottle and the fucking bottle broke and shit, so... And last time was that tequila bottle that exploded, but it didn't get any, you know, on any of the equipment here. I think basically what it's saying is I just need a bigger fucking desk. And this is a pretty fucking big desk. It's a 68-inch desk. So. Ooh. You get the cinnamon. vanilla bean. It's very oaky. Oh, shit. That one hit me right there. Ooh. Bacon spices, obviously. What is that? I don't want to take too deep of an inhale because my nose will start tripping, but like a baked, no, maybe like a dried fruit. Oh god damn, I wish I could take a fucking deeper inhale. It's something fresh, you know. Okay. You know what? Hold on, maybe I should get another fucking glass instead of doing this side by side. Yeah, you know what? Let me get another glass. Luckily, my equipment is literally right by all my liquor. So we're gonna get another glass. I'm gonna pour batch number two. Oh my, okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. The color is much darker in batch number two. I shouldn't say much darker, but yeah. Whereas batch one is like a fucking golden or copper color. This one is like, look at that right there. That is beautiful. That is like a fucking amber right there, if I ever seen one. Beautiful fucking color. Look at that. Okay, so, wow, I guess we can do a nose-by-nose comparison here. Batch number one is way stronger on the scents as far as spices go. I would say batch one wins on the nose. Batch one has a little bit more complexity to it, whereas Batch two. Man, you really got to take deep inhales on there. It's very light. Cinnamon. I mean, barely hitting the nose proof there. Well, both of these are, what proof are they at? We're looking at, oh shit, I better close that bottle all the way. All right, let me see. 95 proof on both of them, 47.5. Yeah, and by the way, I'm talking about the Golden Rise here, batch one and batch two from Blue Run Spirits here. Oh, man. It's very pleasant, I must say. But it's kind of non-existent, too, on the nose. So the nose loses on batch number two. Nose is all batch one. This smells like an 80-proof whiskey. No, it actually smells like nothing over 100, so very subtle, not that complex. You get a little bit of the oakiness in it. Caramel, obviously. If you let it linger a little bit, that's when the cinnamon spices start to kick in. This one smells more sweeter than batch one, too. Batch two, more spice and everything nice. Okay, so fuck it, let's get into the palate now. I want to sip on this now. Wow. It's like grainy on the palate. Very light smoke. Everything on here is like not light. But it blends very well. The spices on the tip. Hold on, let me get a sip of that. Oh yeah. Grainy, spicy, a little bit of oak, got a little bit of smokiness there to it. Oh yeah. But unlike the nose, where the nose is a little bit more complex, I would say the palate is pretty much what it is. On to the finish. Vanilla lingers. There's a rye spice there. And there's lingering heat, but not really strong or anything like that. It's about medium length. Oh, yeah. Right before it hits the esophagus, that's where the heat is. And it just kind of like soothes the back of your throat and stuff like that. Hold on. More of the caramel starting to stick out now, too, on the palate. Vanilla flavor all on my freaking finish, though, right there. I love on the spice, though, where the heat and stuff is. It's all on the side of your esophagus. It's not like in the falling directly down. It's like soothing over. I don't feel it in my stomach like I did with the Thomas Handy, because this one's just like not going down all the way. This one is just like hitting very subtle. So, yeah. From what I remember with batch two was a little bit more sweeter. I don't think this one has any kind of sweetness to it at all. I like this little heat, though. Especially on a hot day like this, for some reason, it's actually kind of soothing. Fuck that. Let me go ahead and pour some more batch one. Okay, see. See, when I was comparing to the high rye, I don't think this, like, holds a candle to the high rye. To me, at least. I love the high rye. But I'm starting to see something here now with this batch two. Oh, but back one, sorry. Okay. There's some rye spices there for sure. Oof. On the palate, it is grainy as hell. But it blends so well, too, with the spices. So, oh, man. Very heat too, hot. It's got a little hotness to it. Feeling it after that last sip now. It's all on the tongue and on the finish. Drinking some water now to clean my palate off for the batch number two here. It's gonna be a short episode, people, by the way, because I'm gonna lay back down. Enjoy my AC. Man, I actually really am enjoying this batch number one now. It's got some intriguing scents. The flavors is focusing heavily on a combo of like spiciness and graininess. The flavors of what you get is mainly your cinnamon and your vanilla. Oak flavors as well too, which I think is in almost every Blue Run bottle too as well. Okay, yeah. I think the nose is way more complex than the actual palate is, but I like that heat that stays with it though. So I'm liking that finish there. All right, you gotta drink some more water now. By the way, I can take this time to say, head on over to tpublic.com and look for the Last Drop merchandise there. I think tpublic is having a 35% sale, so get yourself some Last Drop t-shirts or sweatshirt. Or you know what? Fall's coming up. Get you a sweatshirt. I wore my sweatshirt the other day, and I got to tell you, it's really comfy. I'm thinking of getting another one just in case that one gets fucked up or something like that. So, yeah, let's get some more merch over there. I got to start posting more about it, too, because a lot of people, I guess, are having trouble finding it. So, all right, on to batch number two now. Paid sponsor by JB and the Last Drop. So we're having a reverse effect here, where I think the nose on batch one was like more intriguing, and the nose on batch two. Now, maybe, granted, take this with a grain of salt, people. My nose is all fucked up right now because of the heat and allergies and blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So take it with a grain of salt. But it is not sticking out like batch one did. Batch one just like hit me right in the nose. And like, I was afraid to take like deeper hints or scents. I'm sorry, deeper inhaling, because I was like, I don't feel like sneezing right now. And I feel like that's what's going to make me do. Whereas in this one, I'm taking deep inhales on this. A and the alcohol is just not present at all. This one has way more of a sweetness to it. But I'm not gonna lie, I like a little bit of sweetness too. If I'm not mistaken, the mash bill on this is like, my math is about to, hold on, six, okay, I think my math. I think it's like 30% rye, 60% corn, 60 or 65. And then the rest of it, either the 10% or the 5% is like malted barley. I love the color on this one. That color is beautiful. But nose, yeah, you lose to batch one. Batch one wins on the nose there. And I might have fucked that mash bill up too, actually, now that I think about it. That might have been the high rye bourbon. Yeah, I probably completely fucked that up. So just forget everything I forgot on, I said on that mash bill. This one, alright, you know what? I'm holding it a different way to take inhales of it, and I'm starting to get a little bit of a, like a black pepper aroma to it. Yeah, it's starting to kick in right now, so. It's very light, though. Very light, very subtle. You gotta really dig into it, dig deep. Probably cleared up my sinuses, if you will. Like I said, this one is 95 proof. Nas bottle, probably aged 4 years per se. Alright, so. Alright, I'm digging deep into this now. I'm about to dig into this. That's what we need to do. Hold on. You know what? Fuck it. I'm feeling great. I want to pour a little bit more, you know? I really want to get into this now. All right. Hold up now. I gotta get another sip of this. Hold on. This is why, out of all the Blue Run bottles, I think these are the Golden Rye are the least complex, but I gotta tell you this right now. I fucking love this batch too right here. I see why I was drinking this one more than batch one. And I like batch one too, don't get me wrong here. So not to shit on batch one when I praise batch two here. It's really not that complex. It's really light, but it's sweet on the nose, perfectly balanced. It has a little bit of that bacon spice that hits right the esophagus. And like I said, I had cut my top part of my throat yesterday or whatever. And I can just feel it like being healed by this or whatever, you know. It's nice and sweet. It's got that caramel flavor to it. Oh, man. The finish, it's a nice medium length. It's got that black pepper spice added to it. Hold on now. This one was releasing this. Yeah. I was going to say the spring. This tastes like a perfect spring drink released in the summer, June. Not that far from spring, per se. Easy to sip on. It's nice and smooth, too. It's so sweet that before you even sip it on the nose, you could even mistake it for a bourbon damn near. Got the aromas of maple syrup on it now, hitting the palate of the tongue there. Everything that flavor profile wise is very mild. Nothing stick like punches you right in the gut there that tells you no. There's a little bit of chocolate on there I taste. Right on that peppery note. Notes of like vanilla. And the more I sip on it, I'm starting to get a black cherry taste too. Maybe not chocolate, maybe like cocoa. Like little bits of cocoa on it. That could be the caramel itself too, though. I love how batch two tastes. Batch 2 to me is, Batch 1 is nice. It's nice and refreshing, if you will. But Batch 2 is just like, oh, that's it right there for me on a personal choice level. I see why I keep going back to this now, because although I love baking spices and cinnamon and all that stuff like Batch 1 provides, I love that the sweetness of this of Batch 2 has to offer here. Mm. Yeah, more of that maple syrup is coming out more. Maple syrup, vanilla. There's like hints of that black cherry I was talking about. A little bit of cocoa in there. I think there's plenty to like here. Damn, you know, this is crazy because I wouldn't have guessed this was a rye now the more that I sip on it. I'm starting to see little bits and pieces of it, maybe. But who gives a shit? Oh, this is delicious. But I don't think it's a last drop, though. Reflection, for me, was the last drop. That just, like, hit the nail in the coffin here. It's funny because I think this has, like, everything I want. Or everything I want in my everyday sipper. This is a perfect everyday sipper right here. Both of them actually are. I just think that batch number 2 is just, like, packing that extra of what I like and what I enjoy in my everyday sipping drinks, if you will. Easy to sip on, smooth, it's sweet. It's not too sweet, though, so it's not, like, overtaken. There's a lot of complexity there as far as in the... Well, I shouldn't say complexity, whatever, but there's a lot of uniqueness there in its flavors because I don't think it's all that complex, realistically. I think in the nose, batch 1 wins over batch 2, but in the palate and finish... Well, palate mainly, I would say batch 2 wins. When it comes to the finish... I would say it depends on what you're looking for. For me, batch 2 wins because I'm getting a different palette of aromas there. Yeah, see, I'm getting a little bit of that spice, getting some cinnamon. Like I said, I got some black cherry there, a little bit of cocoa. Whereas in batch 1, I'm just getting that about like 2 or 3 notes per se. So not all that realistically unique. If I'm not mistaken, too, I read somewhere that this is their 10th bottle release since starting the company in 2020. So, congrats, Blue Run, on your 10th bottle right there. What better way to do it, too, than with your Golden Rye? To hit a batch number 2 on that, which, if I'm not mistaken, was this their first bottle release? Somebody's going to have to school me because I'm late to the game on the Blue Run here. I didn't get into it till literally... last week in December of last year, so, and I've been on this hype train forever now, so it's fucking fantastic, dude. And like I said, the Golden Rye batch number 1 is in my favorite pour, but damn, it's still a really good pour though, especially for an everyday one. I bet it makes some great fucking cocktails as well. Batch 2, I think batch 1, I'm actually sticking with my rating I think I gave earlier this year when I reviewed it. I gave it a 3. And batch 2, I think it's a 3.5 for me. Not a last drop. I don't think it hits... I don't think it's nowhere near as great as that fucking High Rye Bourbon. I don't know. I don't know what they feel about the High Rye Bourbon or what the community thinks about the High Rye Bourbon. I just think that's just like the end-all be... Well, I wouldn't say end-all be-all because I've had some sample pours from them and I think it's fucking incredible. But I think the High Rye Bourbon just knocks it out of the park. And the reflection... The more I drink that, dude, the more it just, like, puts me in a calm serenity. I'm almost damn near saying that the reflection might be even there. Out of the lineup that I've had so far that they've released recently, I would say it's damn near perfect. So, the cash strength, I haven't been back to that since I reviewed it earlier this year. Because I'm trying to save as much as I can of that because there's not too many of those bottles floating around. Maybe I should go treat myself and just go get another bottle because I know where to get it. At Cork, I'm looking at you. They have it for $179, $180. I don't mind paying that for it because I love that fucking juice. So it's fucking great. But batch 1, Golden Rye here, I'm dropping a 3 on that. Batch 2, I'm dropping a 3.5. I think you guys, once again, you fucking killed it, man. I mean, this right here, dude. I prefer batch 2 over batch 1. I think I think it's all about preferences. I love spices, but I love flavor more than spices per se. I think batch two just packing a little bit more flavor. It's it's damn near the Powerpuff Girls here with these two batches here. You got sugar and spice. You mix them together, you get everything nice. You know what? I just had a crazy fucking idea. I'm gonna go ahead and do that. All right, people's ears, what's going down? I'm opening up batch one right here. I'm pouring it in this glass. You're probably going like, that's not that crazy, Jay. You pour RV liquor in a glass. Yeah, I know. But I just poured back. I just opened up batch one. Now I'm about to take up batch two, and I'm about to pour it in the same glass. Yeah, I just did that shit. I'm all about the experimentations. That's the last drop, damn it. So experiment with me. I'm gonna shake that little bitch up a little bit. Ooh, as The Rock would say, turn that some bitch up sideways. Hmm. Ooh. That nose, ooh, ooh wee, damn. It's combining everything I like. See, you just take batch one, batch two, you mix that shit together. Hold on, let's sip this now. Okay. It kind of tastes more like batch two, to be honest now. So it waters down batch one a little bit, to be honest. Like the spices are like, they're a little bit there, but they're not as maybe intense is the wrong word, because I don't think batch one is intense like that. But like the characteristic note of batch one is bacon spices and cinnamon and stuff like that. It's heavily faint when you mix the two together. So it's like, not even realistically there. Oh, but wait a minute. Hold on. I feel that shit in my stomach now. A little spice hitting there right now. I was expecting to feel a little bit on the esophagus right in the finish. I got none of that. It was probably more sweeter, like a lot of fucking caramel, to be honest. A lot of fucking caramel. The color, obviously, is going to look the same as batch two, because, I mean, we're mixing. Okay, there we go. You just had to let it sit for a little bit, a little simmer for a little bit. Okay, kind of exactly what I thought would happen. It's got all the flavor profiles of batch two, and it's packing a little bit of the spices from batch one. Takes a little use getting you. Takes a little time to get used to. Yeah. Fucking very caramelly. Oh my god, the caramel is just, it is all over the tongue right now. Man, every sip is just like, yeah, there goes some caramel. The finish, it's like a burst of spices, but like what's sliding down the esophagus part is just nothing but caramel. So it's almost like, imagine standing in a hallway and you're just tagging the walls with spices, but you're literally rolling a ball right down the hallway of just like caramel. So you got a ball of caramel and you got another ball of spices. You literally just slam the spices against the wall and you just roll the ball of caramel down the hallway. That's exactly what this is. Fucking delicious still. It's really fucking delicious. I don't think it's really much all that crazy experiment, if you will. But go ahead and pour batch one and batch two in the same glass and let that simmer for a little bit. You're gonna get a little bit of something that you might enjoy on both sides. So look, if you want the best of both worlds just combined, just pour the shit together. And you know what? When you take Weller 12 and you take Weller Antique and you pour it together, that shit makes poor man's pappy. Shit, take Blue Run Batch 1, Blue Run Batch 2 of Golden Rye, mash that shit together and you get poor man's Golden Rye. Matter of fact, it ain't no longer gold now, it's copper. So yeah, pour batch one and batch two of Golden Rye Blue Run there, and you get copper, Blue Run copper. Mmm. Yeah, that's delicious. I'm gonna drop a 3.5 on that combination right there too. Yeah. I love the little linger too. It actually lingers a little bit longer now too. Ooh, it's hitting like, you know what? Damn, it might get a last drop now because it's. I'm letting that simmer just a little bit, and it's getting exciting now. You can feel that. That's what the electrified one or whatever he calls that, goosebumps right there. And I'm getting those goosebumps right now because the more I let this simmer. I'm just dropping 3.5 on it. Oh, those spices are kicking in crazy now. I'm gonna drop a 3.5 on it though. It's good. So if you got batch one and batch two of the Golden Rye Blue Run here, mix that shit together. You're gonna get the copper. I might even call this episode that. You're gonna get the copper. Blue Run copper. There you go. With that said, folks, I'm gonna get out of here. I've been going for 36 minutes now. Or something like that, 38 minutes, whatever it may be. We'll be back next week. Cody will be back on from vacation, so we'll do mix and match next week. I'll talk some more Blue Run, because it's Blue Run month for me, so I just want to send a special shout-out to everybody at Blue Run, Mike, Tim, John, all everybody, just fucking everybody. They don't even want to name everyone. That company is fucking amazing. Not to kiss their ass or anything like that, because not like they need that from me, because they get it enough online. Except from YouTube, from what I hear. But who gives a fuck what they think about it on YouTube? So, but a special shout out to them. Just for making a great product that they have. The fucking bottle design is beautiful. The signature butterfly logo. The evolution of whiskey there. That's just beautiful itself. And then just all around, just being good dudes too. I love every one of them. They're just all great dudes, man. Their merchandise is cool. I never thought I'd be wearing fucking hat. I'm wearing it right now. I'm wearing a hat with a fucking butterfly. I mean, I wear the shirts proudly and shit. I wear that shit to the office or whatever sometimes. I wear it and go like, it's that Blue Run right there. That Blue Run life, you know? I need some of those polos, though. So when like I have like client meetings and shit like that, I'd love to get some of those polos or whatever. And I wish they would send me a link, too, because I would buy this shit easily, too. So I know they got the sweatshirt still on there. So I'm thinking of getting one of those. I just been hesitant on it, whatever, because I was kind of hoping those hats would come back more. Because I see all the different kind of hats they got. But, man, I'm just so late on the Blue Run game. Everything just sold out, like, right when this company started. So, but good for them, though, because those dudes deserve it, man. Everything about them is fucking fantastic. I've had the pleasure of hanging out with Mike once, obviously, but we've chatted a bunch of times. He's fucking great, dude. Sammy, that's another good dude over there. John, he's good. Tim, everybody over there that I've chatted with is amazing folks or whatever. So shout out to all their success that they're doing with this company here, and props to them for making such a great fucking product here. And no ass kissing either. I actually really fucking enjoy their spirits. I think it's really good. It's perfectly what I've been kind of looking for, honestly. And I don't really try my luck at that fucking... That fucking Golden Rye copper is kicking in right now. It is really fucking kicking in right now. Like, I'm tasting that shit right in the... filling it in my stomach now, whatever. Mix your Blue Run Batch 1 and Batch 2 Golden Rye. I'm feeling this right now. This shit kicks in after a while. What was I talking about? I think I was kissing ass. Yeah, I think I was kissing ass. Yeah. Shout out to Blue Run. They deserve all the love and credit and respect that they're getting over there. So... if you don't like Blue Run, I don't know if I could fuck with you realistically. So, with that said, I'm out of here, folks. I'm done. I'm going to get out of here now. I've been going for 40 minutes now. I think that's long enough for you guys. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. Which, by the way, I have a godfather shirt coming too. So, maybe I should put that on TeePublic. And obviously, Blue Run, the logo is going to stay like... prominent on the shirt still too, whatever, because that it is damn near my favorite spirit now. So, you know, Yamazaki was always my favorite whiskey. Oh man, Blue Run's a very close second now, because I think Michter's was my second for a while, but I think Blue Run might have jumped Michter's now. I love Michter's because they're fucking great products, and also the customer service there is great. You reach out to them if you got an issue or just want to compliment them, whatever. They'll get back to you and just be like, hey, thanks for enjoying the product, whatever it may be. Here's so blah, blah, blah. I've even reached out to Buffalo Trace, and they've responded back to me and gotten back to me or whatever. So those guys are great over there, too, as well. But Blue Run, it's something special that they got going there, and I love them for it. So 3.5 for this combination, 3.5 for Batch 2, and a 3 for the Golden Rye Batch 1. So with that said, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB, and like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry. That's a shitty-ass ting. Hold on. Let me try that one more time. Let me. All right, that's better.